Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back at it again. Different type of episode here today, fellas. Today we're going to be doing a recap.
What's this guy laughing at? That guy's got the giggles today, Joseph. This
guy's unbelievable, man.
Isn't he, though? He really is.
No. Today we're going to do a little bit differently here today, folks. We're going to be doing a recap. We had Ticket and Bone compile what is the best moments of the Braille and the Dumb Show, which I think, I mean, it might be our only year doing the show together, but our best year doing the show together. We've been doing the show 2 years together.
I think a little more, Bob.
Three years.
Yeah.
3 years. So
2021.
I can tell you that 2020, because
so 4 years.
Jerry left for Barstool 2020. Bob had me on to do the prize pick stuff. And then we called Joe right in prior, I think right as the new year. 2021, so 3 years.
It started with a settlement between me and Michael about something about, and then I started making picks. Remember,
DK Metcalf,
Antonio, Antonio Brown. I had like a streak of 3 weeks.
Antonio Brown, talk about a guy who fucking fell off the face of the earth.
Didn't Cutsy like? Didn't he start off by like fading your pick, Mikey?
No, he had Metcalf. I said I didn't like it, and it hit.
And I was like, why don't you like Metcalf? He's like, well, Tyler Lockett's more likely to have a big game. And then Metcalf had like a monster, like two touchdown, like 150 yard game.
I'd have to check the box score on that, but I know he had a good game. The pick definitely hit. There's no question about that. The rest is history. Now we're here, and you know, everything starts with an argument usually between Joe and I, but so, not today. I want to know why Bob's got the giggles. That's what I want.
No, I'm just laughing at my outfit, I guess. I don't know.
Is that what it is, you think, Joe?
Yeah, it is. It's always something with me.
No, it's not. That's not true. I feel like
I'm somewhat refined today. I'm going golfing later.
Joe, you look great. It's very festive. It really is. But that's why I was like,
you're going to miss the final NFL Sunday slate, Joe?
Yeah. I'm in LA I haven't been back since for a year.
I'm playing with him, Mikey. I'm missing it too. I know.
Playing together.
Yeah, fantasy football's over. You don't know who's
not for me. It's not.
Weekend.
I got one mission today. I know. Frankenheimer. Frankenheimer.
Frankenheimer.
The Nantucket native. I'm sorry. The Nantucket native. No disrespect.
We're actually golfing with Frankenheimer.
No disrespect to Fez. No disrespect to the Fez man. No disrespect. That was a slip.
My.
It was a Freudian slip. It could happen.
That went awry.
This guy, he might backdoor me, Bob. You never know.
Tua's not playing, I don't think.
I dropped Tua last week.
Fez, he's going to be so pissed. He said, that's
a mistake. That's on me. Jamie knows. I'm a big fan of the Nantucket native.
By the way, Fezzy fading himself and reverse jinxing after the first game is so on brand for Showtime.
What a total prick.
You had like one player go off. I don't know who it was.
Kelsey and Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. But then he was like, it's over. Congratulations.
Jamar
like,
Chase did well, but then James Conner fucked me last night.
He said, I got one thing on my mind.
That's beating Frankenheimer. That's tough.
Frankenheimer always finds a way to make his way into the podcast.
That's what I'm saying, though. He's mentioned so much in this podcast. I just feel like he's always on the back burner.
We're actually playing golf with him today.
See, there you go. That's what I mean. Might want to call him and get his pick of the day. He could be hot.
In Mikey's defense, Jamie's Showtime's last name, the Nantucket native's last name is Featherston. So Featherston and Frankenheimer, like
two bizarre last names, by the way. Very bizarre last name. So, if we're going to call a spade, anybody can make that Freudian slip. But anyway,
Oh, man. So we are going to recap what's going to be on here. It's so much Joe stuff, which look, that's the straw that stirs the drink. I figured that's the way that it would be, but they kind of have at least given us the topics. We have not heard it yet. I'm very excited to hear it. I think, you know, this is releasing New Year's Eve, so it's a nice way for people to kind of recap the year as fun. But before anything, fellas, really was, I mean, I think more so than ever, we really, really caught our groove on the podcast, just like the flow of things. I always said when the day comes when Bob the Sports is done, I think I'll do the Burnley Dumb Show till I'm 85 years old.
Yeah, I'd love to make it to 85, but yeah, that'd be too. Great.
That's like that movie Grumpy Old Men, right? Like that'll be just us just on the pod. Just we'll be selling every week.
It'll only get more cynical. It'll only get more cancel culture probably focused. I mean, by the time Joe is like me and Joe give and takes, it's 70 years old. I mean, that's just going to be really bad for everybody.
Bro, but, I mean, we're almost 40, Mikey. We're almost 40.
I know.
When the hell did life pass us by, dude?
Goes
life
by in a blink, dude.
Life goes fast, man.
I can't believe we're about ready to celebrate a new year, like 2025. 2024 to me just like flew by. Like there was a lot of shit that happened this year. I got married. I moved to a new state, like across the country. Like lots of shit happened. It was a big year, but it went by like in a blink of an eye, man.
Yeah, I look at my kids now and I'm like, my wife was walking with Dominic the other night we were away and she was walking with him like on the sidewalk and they're walking hand in hand and I'm looking and I'm like, he's like half her size. He's up to like her like mid back. He's so big. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? It's
G baby looks like a little princess too.
She's getting so big too, man, and she's talking so much and just doing her own thing now. Her personality. It's just people with kids. I mean, you get it. I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy how fast it goes. It's they were babies and then they're not babies.
Mike, you want to go to Tampa next week?
Sure.
All right. So Bone, Ticket and Bone sent this over, and again, just a lot of good stuff. Again, I'm pumped to see it like right out of the gate. The 2018 Canadian Barber of the Year.
I mean, you know, I gotta tell you, when he sent it over, I thought there was gonna be an eclectic mix of like
it's all Joe.
95% it's of me, which Joe. Makes me feel like maybe I'm just a walking sideshow. I don't know.
I mean,
unique, man. You're very unique. There's nobody like you in the world.
That's one of Mikey's original words to describe me, unique.
Unique.
Yes. Which is not necessarily a good thing.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
Unique also, could be strange.
There is a Mikey thing here. The Wendy's 50 Nugget Challenge was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, good to see someone else made the cut.
Yeah.
I got just bamboozled into this.
the Reese's Pieces debacle was probably that was my favorite, but that was great.
Mikey
was
went great. Nuts.
Oh yeah, he did.
He went
Bob,
fucking
shut
nuts.
The fuck up, he did. What are you talking about? You were like whoa. Hey,
Bob likes to like play conductor.
Hey, Mike, you just worry about Frankenheimer, okay?
Oh, yeah. I already fucking got quite the team there on his fantasy.
Josh, I already know Josh Allen's going to get like 50 fantasy points.
Oh, he's going to get.
He's going to dunk
on the
fucking
But they don't even need to win, though.
They don't. So I don't know.
I always say that fantasy football really is so much luck. Mikey's very good at fantasy football. Every year he's in it. He every single year. And nobody wanted it more than me. I rooted hard, man.
You came close. Literally not semis were very close. The semifinals were close.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't bet against my guys. I think that's what Joe was gonna say. I got very into it.
Which is hysterical because we would have bets sometimes much bigger than fantasy, and this guy would be like, and I'd be like, what? He's like, I've got that defense.
Yeah.
Because it's about, you know, that league's about pride. You really, really want.
Bragging rights.
The fact that Perez came last, too, is tremendous.
Yeah, it's great. That's really good for,
it's good for
content purposes. Very good.
Bob is going to be there. Lock, stock, and barrel, dude, with that camera.
If he does it in Jupiter, that'll be great because, you know, I'll get a front row seat. I'll come join him. I mean,
he's been grinding too. This is really, I hope this doesn't throw him off track because he's been grinding.
Yeah, we got to let him do it at his pace. I mean, we'll see how that all goes. We definitely got to let him do it at his pace. So I don't want to, you know, mess anything. Yeah, I don't want to mess anything up. too much. But yeah, I hope people enjoy the list. We are going to do a quick buy or sell before we get into it. One of an all-time highlights too here. If Cutsy joining the pot on the toilet, the Dash DeMar AI debacle was one of the funniest things.
Bob, are we not going to talk about what happened this week quickly?
What?
Michael's Christmas gift?
Oh my God.
Dude, I mean, we're not going to talk about that?
Yeah, so Cutsy got Mikey a Jim McMahon cameo. Now, when Cutsy told me that he was getting a Jim McMahon cameo, I thought for some reason I was thinking of Vince McMahon's son that Mikey had met.
Shane?
Yes. Shane. So I said to Cutsy, I was like, I think that's a great idea. I said, I think I love it. Turns out it was Jim McMahon from the Bears. But Joe sends in the Jim McMahon cameo. Mikey kind of just buried him to where Mikey just texted back. Mikey just texted back. He's like, Joe, I know him on a personal level.
No, he said, I got him in my phone. I've got his phone number.
Yeah.
Personally, I do.
Biggest waste of money I've ever spent, man. I wanted to do something personalized for this guy, and I just got bamboozled, man. I thought he did a pretty good job. Kudos to Jim. I'll be honest,
I didn't expect it. It was a total curveball because if you recall, 2 weeks prior, you had texted me asking me for my shoe size.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I thought I was getting a pair of shoes, Bob. I was probably gonna get a nice pair of shoes out of this.
I was going to get you shoes customized that said Bear Down on it, like Jordan 1s. Wow. But the problem is that to customize and send it, it would have taken like 2 weeks to ship, maybe longer. So you would have been getting your Christmas gift like, you know,
I got nothing but time, Joe. Rumor has it for my birthday, Cuts, he's getting me a Diego Pavia cameo.
Oh, that's, you know, I just figured that I would get roasted.
Joe, I'm kidding. You didn't know. You probably couldn't have known that. So, I mean, there's no way you would have known that.
I mean, the heart totally was in the right place.
In the right place.
I think you hated the gift. I mean, I think it really, I think you,
no, I mean, I don't hate the gift, but it's like, no, I don't hate the gift. That's not accurate.
It was supposed to be something personalized. Something that we could share together, like as a joke and funny, like I threw in the pod, which he mentioned that the Bears have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than Mikey winning another top five. I try to make it fun.
Hey there, Mikey, Jim McMahon here. And rumor has it that you're a diehard Bears fan. Yeah, I know that's caused you a lot of pain and misery over the years. But don't worry, things are going to be okay. And in fact, your buddy Joey Coldcuts thinks the Bears have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl than you do of winning another top five in your pod. So again, stop your worrying, have a great 2025, and bear down.
It was excellent. I mean, it was great. And then I actually messaged Jim and I was like, you know, my guy Cutsy sent this to me, not knowing that you knew me, like you knew me already. And he was just laughing hysterically. So I was like, now
he charged a pretty penny, man.
What did he charge, D-Man?
Oh, well, no, I'm not going to go into it.
Did he charge?
Let me tell you this
Joe's
much. It was
the
more
king
than
of
the
saying
personal
how expensive
shoes.
Things are without putting the price down.
No, I'm just saying that.
But he'll hint at it, but he's not going to give you the price.
It was more than the Jordan 1s customized. I can tell you that.
I love Jordan 1s too, Joe, man.
I know. That's why I was going to get them to you. But I thought if I got them to you like mid-January or late January, there was going to come up on the pod. This guy's Christmas gift comes in a month late. I was swindled.
No.
Yeah, it's so funny, though. I was thinking it was going to be Shane McMahon. So when I saw Jim McMahon,
I was like, who is this?
I was like, who
Bob
the fuck?
Bob just messaged me like personally, like, ha, 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 ha.
Shane McMahon.
Who the fuck is this guy?
He's a legend.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I got his jersey hangs right there. That's the Jim McMahon right there.
Good thing I didn't get him the jersey, Bob.
Yeah, no, that was a personalized job, too. Real nice job.
It is very Mikey, though, to say, I thought he said, I got his phone number. I know him personally.
Yeah, he said, I know him personally. I got his number.
I know his son. I mean, like, it's That's all right.
So what are you going to do with it, Mikey?
Next Christmas is Urlacher. Huh? But
I actually didn't do Urlacher because I knew you knew him personally.
Yes, no, I'm breaking Joe's balls. What am I going to do with it, Bob? I'm going to keep it in my phone. What am I going to do with it? What do you do with a cameo? You know, what do you do?
Hey, you know what? It's gonna show up on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Content.
It'll,
it's good content.
It'll
content.
Live on forever. That's correct.
It will.
I feel like I gotta get Mikey a hell of a birthday gift now, man.
Well,
fuck.
But Joe, you spent a lot of money on that day. How much are you gonna spend?
Pretty penny it cost me. A pretty penny. You could put a price on a pretty penny. Whatever a pretty penny is, a pretty penny.
It was more than a few shekels. Let's just put it that way.
There you go. That's another category. Now, pretty pennies here. More than a few shekels is up here. You know, a bag is all the way up there. So we have the measuring stick of how far up we're going.
All right, let's do a quick quick buy or sell before we go into the montage.
Jeez, man.
I'll buy. Shout out to Mikey. I think I might have bought it years ago. I'll buy it every single year after that. The Seven Fishes dinner that the Mikey family does. And I see, you know, not even just Mikey, across the board on the internet, a lot of Italian people doing the Seven Fishes dinner. I want to get invited to one of those.
Come next year, Bob. The invitation's open. You come next year.
Invites
on the table, dog.
I'm all in on that.
Those lobsters were monstrous.
Wow. And he shout out Jim. Did Cousins Maine get those lobsters?
No, I go to a place, the local, because I pick them up live the morning of. Like, they're alive the morning of Christmas Eve. So he wouldn't be able to do that. I mean, I don't think he'd be able to.
Look pretty cool.
Yeah, don't put it by Jimmy.
Nah, he's good people.
Let's head over to Joey D for this buy or sell.
I'm going to buy this week. Actually, I don't know if it's a buy or a sell. I guess it's a sell. I'm going to sell turkey on Christmas Day. I think you already got it in such close succession with Thanksgiving. To run it back, you know, for Christmas, I'm just, you know, we didn't do why are you guys laughing? I didn't do turkey this year for Christmas. I didn't. We did roast lamb, two different variations of lamb, and we did chicken cutlets, which were tremendous, with homemade ravioli and all everything else. We still did all the mashed potatoes and all that stuff, but just no turkey. I
did a lasagna and ham, and it was.
Oh yeah, so I know a lot of people go back to back. They go the double down with Thanksgiving, and then they do, you know, Christmas with the turkey again. I think turkey belongs for Thanksgiving. And you know what? You can mix it up a little bit for Christmas Day. You can have a little fun with it. Mikey, you did ham.
The spiral ham is a good play.
Yeah, it's a great play.
It's
you know,
better. It's better than turkey for sure.
And the turkey is just, it's a whole process to make it too. I think that, you know, not that I'm cooking, you know, Christmas dinner, but I'm saying for the wives out there,
I don't
makes it
cook,
a little easier.
Dog.
I really don't cook.
One of the best tweets of the whole year. That was, well, Joe, you could stay healthy by cooking your own meals.
Yeah, so
cook.
What are we doing here?
I don't cook, dog.
Yeah, no, sure don't.
That was the best. What a clapback that was.
I'm selling the double down, the back-to-back turkey dinners from Thanksgiving and Christmas. Just keep it to Thanksgiving. That's where it belongs. No need to run it back.
You selling the double down? Mikey V, what do you got?
I got to sell this week, Bob. You know, these have been around a very long time. We've seen them. And to do this to your car, I just feel like is just the most.
Oh, I know.
It's just bizarre. I just
antlers.
Like maybe one. No, it's not that. The bumper sticker. I think that the bumper sticker is like, I still see every once in a while I see like a car and it'll have like 10 bumper stickers on it. And I'm just thinking like, you know, this car climbed Mount fucking Washington. My daughter is an honor roll student at Jefferson Middle School. Like, it's
baby
just,
on board.
Some of the fucking bumper stickers are just so they show your political alliance, which, by the way, is
crazy.
The dumbest fucking thing you can
crazy.
Ever do.
Yeah,
because
crazy.
If some fucking maniac sees it and really hates the fucking person, they'll just fucking key your car. It's just it's an open invitation for problems, I feel like. And nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit about any of your bumper stickers. Nobody. I can't believe people still put them on the cars. I think it's fucking stupid.
Joey D has him.
What is your thoughts on stickers on your laptop?
I don't have any on my laptop. I mean,
a lot of people do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Do you have stickers?
Guilty as charged. Yeah. Breezy, have a day.
I feel like that, like, because the laptop maybe, like, for somebody like Bob, who's in content creation, right? and your laptop is maybe visible on a lot of the pods that you do or shows that you do, and you're doing a little brand messaging on it. I don't see, but on the car, it's like, it's a car. Like, you're supposed to keep, like, I don't know. Like, the car to me is like, I like taking it to the car wash every other week. I like taking care of it. I want it to look, when the car comes off the lot, when I first buy it, that's the way I want it to look when I give it back. You know what I mean? I don't want to, the only thing that I'll do to my car is tint it. That's the only thing I'll do to my car that, like, is an alteration to the car. Yeah, I'm not big into car alterations. I'm not big into, like, these guys who drive around in the Hondas with, like, the extra loud mufflers that they put on them.
I hate
them.
That.
You know, like, I mean, or so maybe the underglow. I'm not selling, I'm not going to sell car alterations, but the bumper sticker in particular. I mean, I saw one the other day, just the most outrageous shit on this car. Like, it was insane. Some of the bumper stickers are nuts. Like, these people are nuts. You know, I don't know. It was like, I love getting, I swear to God, there was a car with a bumper sticker. I love getting bukkakied on the bumper sticker. Like, what are, like, how fucking insane could you possibly be?
I would
be?
Think somebody put that on the back as a prank to somebody.
Maybe they did, but I would be going to the body shop and having it removed the next fucking day.
The problem, too, when you take the stickers off, they have the residue that sticks on
yes,
the car.
It's got to get removed, like, right away or you're fucked.
You're right about the political affiliation, because if you put up, you're just leaving yourself out there to get your car key.
Nuts.
You know.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Especially just today's day and age, where these people, either side of the spectrum, they fucking hate the other candidate. They hate the other party. Like, you're just begging for an issue. I mean, even the people that put the flags out in front of their house, I just think it's a dangerous thing to do, especially, you know, there's just too many fucking crazy people out there. I don't get that. I just would never do that. But the bumper sticker in particular, hard sell on bumper stickers. It's madness to me.
Would you agree with that, D-Man? You think there's a lot of crazies out there?
Oh, there's a lot of wing bats, man. A lot of fucking crazy people.
I agree. Well, here's the deal, fellas. I'll tell you this. I am very excited to get into this montage. And again, a big shout out to Ticket and Bone. I think it was more Bone, because we haven't seen Ticket in...
This
in-
guy has been nowhere to be found, man.
It's really. He's just gone. We haven't seen him, dude. I don't know if he's touched the Brilliantly Dumb show in a long time, dude.
You know what? It's funny because, like, I feel like Jet, like, once Jet freed himself of Brilliantly Dumb show, he never looked back. It feels like Ticket's the same way, man.
Wow.
Like, it, you know what I mean? Like, it just feels like once these guys are done with this show, it's like...
Well, we always say the Brilliantly Dumb show is like a farm system that leads into Bob's Sports. Like, Jet went from the Brilliantly Dumb
producer,
show to Bob
in the producer realm.
Yeah, Ticket went to Brilliantly Dumb show to Bob Does Sports.
Now Bone did.
Bones
in AAA Wilkes-Barre right now.
No,
he's playing
and
for the Virginia Flying Squirrels.
Now he's with Bob Does Sports, dude.
Bones there, man. He's what a find that was. Twitter, man.
Yeah.
That's
wild. That's a Mikey V find.
Yeah, I love Bone.
If Bone ever moves on from the Brilliantly Dumb show, I know who should take the helm.
Anderson?
No, oh yeah, actually, Anderson's
great.
Yeah, you know who would be would be another good candidate?
Who?
Because E. Anderson would be my first pick.
I got him. I got him working on a montage, by the way.
He's unbelievable. But you know who would be good is if E. Anderson is not able to do it, but he would be Cutsy's burner. Would be a real solid little fight.
Oh yeah, I blocked Cutsy's burner, dog.
You blocked him?
Yeah. I couldn't handle it anymore.
Why?
Dog.
What did he do?
He was chirping me all the time. Man. It was driving me crazy. You know what? 2025. I'm gonna unblock.
You should unblock him.
Yeah,
he's a friend of the program.
Mikey's quick to that
block
button.
Mikey's quick to that block.
You know what? Let's talk about the block button for a second. I feel as though the block button is
that's
like
a good old block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know why? It's like it's better than going back and forth. I just feel like it's better than going back and forth and doing that, because if people really get crazy with some of the stuff they say, I think it's just so much easier to just hit the button, move on, be done with it, no harm, no foul. And
yeah,
just
but I like to give people a few chances before
I know you
go ahead and just and just block their ass. You
know?
You
also like to give a little
yeah. Well, you know what? I feel like someone would rather get a little kickback than just be never heard of from again.
No, you're right. You're sad. They want that badly when you give them the clap.
If
back.
By
They're
the
looking
third,
for the clap.
If
back.
By the third time, it's like you know, unless they see something so egregious and so like actual
personal. When they get personal, I really
when they
don't
mention
like
Nicole or something.
Yeah,
about
that's
my family,
no, that's bullshit.
That's where
bullshit.
I don't even give them a time. But if it's just like you're a clown, you're a fucking loser, whatever, I will clap back a little bit. bit. And then, you know, sometimes it'll lead to like some funny dialogue. Sometimes they just hate me. And by the third time, that's it. But, you know, in life, you should get chances. You don't just go to the jail for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I look at it almost as comments. If it's anything personal, family or anything, then I will block. Then I don't fuck with it. But if it's like, you know, taking a shot at me, yeah, at something like that, then it, to me, it's just comments. But 2025, Cutsy's Burner is back, apparently.
Wow.
Mikey B. But all right, so we got a really, really good montage. I'm pumped to take a look at this. Shout out to Bone and Ticket, wherever you may be, for setting this thing up. Enjoy, fellas. He got into it with the guy with the mover out on scene.
Bob, I paid $600 for white glove service.
You know what, Joe? What?
That's what they told me. They told me I had the premium moving white glove service. The three guys coming in and they assemble everything. They put it wherever you want. They do everything. It was the premium. Fuck, I couldn't pay.
And what happened? What was the dilemma?
The problem is, it wasn't the mover's fault.
Okay.
Is that my building, the fucking elevator went out of order in the morning. Okay. And I tell this guy that there's a staircase they got to go up. And he says, what floor are you on? I said, the fourth floor. They said, Florida state lines require that we don't have to go up more than three flights of stairs. I mean, it's an act of God. I can't control that. And so anyway, you know what he said to me? He's like, could you put your fiance on the phone? She's a lot nicer than you are.
Is that
Yeah, so I lost my shit.
Man, I wanted to do a 10 o'clock reservation. That's unheard of. I'm not going to dinner at 10 o'clock.
Mikey, keep in mind, he showed up, gave us 4 hours of his time.
It's a Heisman Trophy winner, Bob.
Played night golf with us, invites us out to dinner at one of the hottest spots in town, Toca Madera. Bob says he's in. And then on the way home from the golf course, Bob goes all of a sudden, guys, what does everybody want from Benihana? I'm like, well, I guess
Bobby Hanna.
I'm calling.
I don't know if it's necessary to call him, but I think he would say, you know.
I hope he answers. I have a couple questions.
You know what? I don't think he gave.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Maybe he's a little upset.
You keep wearing sweaters like that, you're gonna be in the crossfire, the crosshairs of every major paparazzi outlet out there, Joseph. Because that sweater screams, I'm a yacht owner. That's what it screams to me. I own a yacht. It looks very cozy. How cozy is that sweater?
Oh, it's extreme. It's like wrapping a lamb around your chest. And
you see what I'm saying?
Sounds terrible. It sounds awful.
You know how soft a lamb is, Bob?
No.
Have you ever wrapped yourself in a lamb before, Bob?
No, clearly not.
Lamb's wool is some of the most prestigious wool.
I'm not trying.
Look at this jacket by Bob. It's like Bloomingdale's meets Brokeback Mountain.
That's tough. That's pretty tough.
See how he cracks up?
He cracks himself up. I've never seen somebody laugh the way he...
Jake Gyllenhaal is asking for his set jacket back from the Brokeback Mountain.
People who are going to say like, oh, he's talking shit on McDonald's employees. My first job ever. And I'll show you the
you worked for McDonald's?
I worked for the King. I worked for the King. That was my first job.
Oh, it's a
I worked for the King. On. Sure, sure.
Hold on.
Wait, this makes so much sense. Sure. The 14, King praise.
14 years old, first job ever, Burger King, Lyndhurst.
By the way, I would give a King's ransom for a photo of you in a Burger King.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't exist, unfortunately. I used to concoct some special sandwiches back there. Like, I would just create my own shit. I would just make like a chicken tender sandwich with six tenders on it.
Mikey, they should have had you running the specials.
I don't disagree.
You guys said you were going to come here. I came here in January. These guys have let me home to roost.
That would be one of the better troll jobs in internet history if Bob just decided
he wasn't moving
to Florida. Like it was just all a ruse to have Joe
move his
entire life to Florida and
that ticket, Perez, Bob. No, none of them are here.
That's better than taking him to the worst golf course. Remember that video that started all the shit?
Man.
This would be the greatest ruse in the history of the internet, Bob.
It would be the best.
In fact, it should be considered at this point. I'm sorry, Mike, Joe.
Will you stop with this?
I'm sorry, but I'm just for content purposes.
The right, I moved across the country.
Yes, that's exactly the point.
Hold on 1 second. Rain is here. I didn't think they were coming today. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't think they were, I had no idea they were coming.
Sure, yeah.
Hello. How you doing?
Raina.
She's coming. Oh, I didn't know she was coming. No. But that's I didn't know she was coming. Could she is she coming up?
Oh, she's coming up.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't know she was coming. She didn't text me.
No. Not today.
What's that?
No. No clean today.
No clean today.
It'd be tough.
No cleaning today.
This is unbelievable.
Hi, Rena. I didn't know you were coming today.
You sent me a text.
No. Oh. No, but yeah. I didn't know you were coming. Oh, no. Do you think you could come at some point this week?
Yeah, no, but you tell me if I can go today. And then you say, oh, today will be great.
Oh, give it to him, Rena.
I'm sorry, I am. Today's top five is going to be your top five favorite teams.
I'm going to mix it up on you gentlemen here. And you know what? It's a patriotic pick, so I'm going to take it. Neither of you are going to have this. The 2016 U.S. women's gymnastics team was as sensational and dominant as you will ever find. I know you guys are going to scoff. They literally won every single medal you could win.
See, it's not the best team. It's your favorite
team. It's your favorite team.
I mean, Joe, it was spelled out clear as day. It was spelled out clear as
day. Come on. I mean, that's if you love that team so much, then that's
the
fine.
The U.S. women's gymnastics team.
It was best teams. How's all time top? Oh, top five favorite teams.
That is so good. We're standing on the couches saying hi to everybody, and Bob had a couple in him, and he just leans over to me, and I'm like, he's like, Mikey, I gotta tell you something. Like, I don't know where this is going at all, and he's like, I gotta crowd surf. And I said, no, man, I don't think that's a good idea.
That's a wild thought.
Bless his soul, he just stepped up right onto the back of that couch and did a face dive. Frontal.
I mean, yeah, frontal, he went crowd swan diving in there,
which no one's ever seen.
Some guy was holding him up by the cock.
Last guy who did that was like Kurt Cobain when Nirvana was still touring, going face first into the crowd.
Mikey, you know what was crazy to me is that you had a 9:30 flight and you picked.
It's not a 9:30 flight. It was not a 9:30 flight.
Box of 9:30.
9 o'clock flight.
9 o'clock. Okay, 9 o'clock. Same thing.
9 a.m. flight. You took a 5:30 a.m. By the way, there's got to be nobody on the road. It had to take you 45 minutes to get to the airport.
It took an hour and 10 minutes for this guy.
The guy was driving an expedition the size of a fucking Sprinter van. No,
that's enough.
No wonder.
Probably had to stop for gas, man, on the way home. Not, let me
tell you. Yeah, you should have.
Oh, Bob, it was a luxury.
This is another pretzeling.
Bob, it was like sheer black, and I looked this out. I just saw a tank out there. It was a fucking behemoth.
Yeah, was the guy in a full tux?
He was in a tux.
No, he was in a suit.
Suit. Black suit, tux. What's the difference?
You would have thought that Joe Pesci was in the back of this fucking car, man. Oh, I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing.
Try Woodrow Wilson, Bob. I'm surprised he didn't have an entourage with some fucking bulletproof cars ahead of him. The limousine riding, jet flying, fucking.
That is so first class, man.
Noodle eating fucking Michael.
Welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You got Mikey V coming into the top left shelf there, and
boys,
Joey D is taking
You're gonna record from the bathroom?
Yeah, no, I looked at the layout. I have no chair. I have nothing. I just have a bed. And this is the best lighting and best area for me to film the podcast.
You're gonna sit on the John, you're gonna sit on the
Show.
John the entire episode, is what you're gonna do.
I mean, the lighting in here is optimal. The sound, it's like I'm in a little studio in here.
No, Joe, it's not. In fact, the sound couldn't be worse. If
Is
I'm
it better
being
now?
no, if I'm being honest, Joe, it's absolutely. You really wanna,
Oh, you know
you
why?
know.
Wait, hold on, hold on. I know why. I know why.
Do you believe this guy, Mikey?
I mean, we've hit rock bottom.
Were there anything at all that pointed towards a big individual or
Had to
any
be.
type of fat, chubby, anything,
No.
any?
I put white man running 40-yard dash at NFL Combine, put in the picture that I picked of each of you, and that's what Scott spit out. Now, I can't control, again, I can't control the algorithm of these things. It's far too advanced for me to
He is
compute.
hiding behind the computer screen and
I
the
don't know,
screen
Mikey.
zero.
To be honest,
Oh,
I
man.
yeah, I watching you. I don't know if
Look at
that's
him. He can't
just.
keep a
I
straight
yeah,
face, Bob.
because
Because you
I.
guys are making me laugh. That's the point of this show, is to make people laugh. You're making me laugh. You're very good at what you do. I'm gonna
Stan.
try to type in like skinny when I do one for Joe and see if that'll reverse the AI.
Sure, I would think it would.
You know what?
I think
I've
so
realized,
too.
Bob, if that's the case, then AI's got it out for me. And I just have to accept
Can I ask a question? What's in that? What's in the box
What's the
behind you that
glass?
says glass? I'm very curious.
Oh, that's got to be
No,
expensive.
something crazy. Fuck you. Fuck you. It's a
Your
million
reaction
bucks.
is kind of telling me it may
Stop.
be something crazy. What
Stop.
is it?
Handspun, Michael.
But I'll
So
tell you
what is it?
this. It's a mirror. It's a
The
man
big old
cave.
box for a mirror, Joe.
John Gotti's mirror.
Those had delivered. the best is how much he laughs at his own children. So
If
good.
you
So
can't
good.
stop,
If
if
you
he,
give him the first laugh,
oh,
forget it. It
he's
sets
so,
off a tidal wave. It's a tidal wave. It's so
what,
good.
Mikey B, what would you
Tight end.
Pinch hitter is what I'm saying.
Tight end. Yeah.
I knew he was gonna say
You
something.
would you would you would last a fucking half a season that's tight end.
Well, not now. I mean,
We
my
got a
body's
broken body.
decrepit.
You
Yeah,
got
it's
a
broken.
broken body.
But I do
I think
think
you'd be a good
if I was
walking tight end.
if I was like healed and I was like in the state of like my 26, 25-year-old self, sure, tight end.
I think you'd be a good blocking tight end.
No, I got hands, dude. I catch the ball. I got soft fucking hands,
Wait, you
bro.
think how many catches do you think? I think we went through this before, but do you think you'd have over or under two catches a game?
I would say right around two. I think it's fair, but red zone, I'd be a nightmare. Nightmare matchup in the red zone. Nightmare matchup.
What a
It's a
fucking
nightmare
sicko.
matchup, Bob.
Could you go up? Could you go up and catch a high
Oh,
pass?
I'll go up. I'll go up.
Man,
Catch radius. Catch radius is off the charts.
I would say something in the Task Rabbit is terrific. It's a
Yeah,
very
Bob's
fun.
any void that Bob had in his life has now been filled by the app known as TaskRabbits.
You can have. It's my first time
I
using.
thought that was just a mirror. Wasn't it just a mirror?
Right.
You called TaskRabbit to hang a mirror?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
What?
come on, man. I'm not Mr.
You
Home
hang.
Improvement by any means, but like, yeah, hanging a mirror. I mean, a
I
couple
would call.
drywall anchors, a little level, and you're
I'd
good to
call a
go.
task rabbit to fix a light bulb. You
Yep.
put out that per source, the Bears are drafting Caleb Williams,
Oh,
and
no.
in
Oh,
my
fuck.
eyes,
What'd you do? You spill coffee all
I
over
spilled
yourself?
coffee all
that's
over the
two
floor.
spills. That's two
Oh, I
spills.
spilled. Look at
Yeah,
this. Look at this. Look at
two
this.
spills.
His is
Look at this.
worse.
It's
Oh, look at
all
that rub.
Is the dog okay? Forget the
That's
rub.
another question.
Did you get some on you, Bubba's? Oh no, fuck. I spilt it all over the carpet. I
That's
got
two
this
spills.
cleaner. I spilt coffee all over the carpet, Nick.
Yeah, she's not gonna be happy about that. She's not
No,
gonna
you
be.
know that rug. You know that rug cost a pretty penny, Bob.
Oh man, that's a good looking cleaner though. That thing's gonna
Really
get.
good looking. He's prepared, not
You know
scared
what I
today. Look
love
at
it?
that. So what
There's
you got to
not.
do is you got to douse it.
Right.
Oh, he really got on that
It went
rug, man.
everywhere. It went
That thing.
everywhere, dude. It
Tell you
went
what. Tell you
everywhere.
what. I blame Panera for that lid. That lid's got to be.
No, I knocked it.
They're cutting corners on the lids because they saved it to the strip club.
They That's could be.
Now I'm concerned for the dog. Now, did the dog get hit with coffee? Is that spray safe for the dog? Because the dog likes to lay there.
The dog is safe.
Check the dog, Joe. Let's just check the dog.
Dog's fine.
That's like Joe.
That dog looks like Joe.
Joe is a Bowser. That's confirmed.
Joe's a Bowser.
Looks exactly like his dog.
That's amazing.
That is unreal. Really...
Apparently, I had taken a mug shot that I don't
even
remember.
Oh, my. Bob, name the price that would.
I don't.
But
think
in a realistic way. Well, okay, let's start here.
Okay.
How much Bob would pay for the mug shot?
Oh.
Let's start here. $1,000.
Yes, for sure.
$2,000.
You're going to have to go higher.
He's paying 10 grand.
Yes.
It's 10 grand at least.
$10,000.
Yes.
$15,000.
Yes.
$25,000.
No.
Now we're getting into that territory. Okay. But yes. And I think it hangs there. I think it stops right there.
It's actually a write-off, Bob, if it's going towards content purposes.
I could just picture Bob's CPA at the end of the tax year. And I have here a $26,000 write-off for a mug shot.
For me, when I think candy, I just can't think of a world where this doesn't go first on essentially everyone's list. So with the one slot, I'm taking Reese's Pieces at one. And I just don't think it's even – I really don't even think it's close.
I got a quick question. If Joe goes Reese's Pieces, Mikey can't turn around and say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I sure can. That's a totally different.
I'm not going the pieces. I'm going the Reese's Piece, like the Peanut Butter Cups. That's what I'm going with.
That wasn't what you said.
It's called Reese's Pieces.
No, it's not. It's two different things.
The little ones are called the pieces. The little ones are called the pieces.
Are we on fucking planet Earth right now?
Oh no.
No, we're voting on that.
I'm going with Reese's. There's no other altercation. You pick Reese's, it's just the buttercups. You're not going with all the fucking the bars.
No,
and stuff
Reese's
like that.
Pieces is a candy. Reese's
That's
pieces
what I'm
is
going
a little
with. I'm going with the buttercups.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's what I'm going with. I'm going with the big ones, not the pieces. It's Reese's Pieces, pieces, or the small little ones.
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? You took Reese's Pieces. That's a candy. The other one is called Reese's Pieces.
The brand is called Reese's Pieces. That's the brand. My last year of homeschooling was grade 9. Mm. I was doing curriculum that the next year when I went to high school, it was advanced curriculum. So that in grade 10, it was stuff I'd already covered.
So they were blown away by your progress then.
Well, what I did, I started writing tests and I started writing papers for other students and like charging money for people to write essays because I had already done all my schoolwork. I knew all the answers.
The Cutsy guarantee was that?
Cutsy guarantee.
I'll write you an essay. And
my
guarantee
was
better.
If it was less than a B, you got it for free. There is something about being a man and going out and hunting or fishing and then making and preparing that meal for yourself after that.
Let me ask you something. Hold on.
Our brains went right down the sink.
When was the last time that you went fishing? Brought the fish back.
Hunting. I want to hear hunting.
Yeah,
hunting.
Tell me about that.
I'm saying I haven't had many experiences in my life, and you stole one from me, Bob, because you didn't want to do the fucking lobster. My fulfillment to feel as a man
to go and hunt and gather and then
prepare a meal with that item.
You have, according to him, stunted his development as a man.
By the way, boys, I'm getting a haircut soon.
No, I think that's a big mistake. It's random.
What do we mean by a haircut?
I'm going to show you something like that. What do you think of that?
Wait, go to the other guy. Go to the other guy.
What do you think of that, Bob?
The other one. Go to the other one. That's the one right there. Who is that guy? Bro?
I don't know. They sent me this. They said this is the style.
What do you mean?
Who sent you this?
The barber. So like something, just imagine my face there.
You're Wait, Joe, you're having like a consultation with the barber before you go?
Bob, when you have hair like that, these are the things so. That go
yeah.
on.
Yeah, I guess wouldn't so.
Know. Bob, you can't just go to the normal barber. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. This is the first time I've ever had long hair.
No,
and I
but
gotta...
Joe, I can.
This guy, by the way, he's got like 500,000 followers on Instagram.
Not everybody
there
needs
he goes,
to be
there
a
he
so he's So he's connecting he me goes, with the 2018 goes. Canadian Barber of the Year when I go to Canada. The guy did something with GQ, man.
Bro, this went from,
hold on,
guys. This went from fellas, I'm getting a haircut, to getting connected with a guy with 500,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah,
who's the 2018 Canadian Barber of the Year.
Let's give it up for Joey D. Had an early wake up this morning.
Congratulations, Joe! We're so proud of you for waking up early.
This guy's got some balls.
Joe, wait till you pop out. Wait till Nicole pops out those first couple kids. You're gonna be waking up at fucking 4:30 in the morning, dog. Oh yeah.
Get ready.
This Joey is actually good. Early pods are good for Joey D. This is early fatherly training for you, Joe. You're gonna get accustomed to it.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I'm fired up. I'm ready to rock and roll, baby. Turbo shot, Joseph.
Five, four, three, two, one. And he is go. He is off to the races. He's going
There's
right
two,
into
Bob.
The sauce.
There's four. Two.
Oh my God!
There is six down the old.
He's coming in really. Whoa! He's okay. He's okay.
That is 20, folks. 20 and a minute and 15 seconds.
You're doing really good, Mikey. Man, you're doing really well. Keep it up, Mikey. I'm really proud of you, Mikey.
Come
on,
Michael. He's at 24. He's past the halfway mark. A minute 53 and 26 nuggets. Keep going, Mikey. You got a great pace going.
You really do.
That is 30.
Oh, my.
Oh, he is really moving, dude. There's that Poland Springs. That's the lubrication right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, this is a father of two out here doing it today. On his daughter's birthday, this guy's nuggets.
Hold on, 28. He's got a two. Two left.
You got 18 seconds, Mikey. 18 seconds, Mikey.
Oh, okay. He's got to swallow, Bob. He's got 10 seconds to swallow. Oh, my God.
It really is. I'm telling you, man. Oh.
Whoa.
Gentlemen.
Whoa.
Give it up for Mikey V right there.
26, Bob.
Clap it up for Mikey V, man. You know. See, I'm telling you right now, man, there's no way in hell. There's just no way in hell that you're going to be playing PGA 2K during the podcast.
I got to practice, Bob. I got to practice.
There's got to be, you know, Mikey.
It's better. You got to make time for practice, and now is not the time.
Well, no, Mikey really was late, so I had some time to practice.
Oh, I know. I said I was going to be a couple minutes late.
There he is.
I was set up, ready to go. I had to do something.
I know. You're always right there on time. You're always ready to go all the time. I know. Ready to rock, baby. Ready to rock.
Is that a Seahawks jersey you're wearing?
Yo, if that's a Brian Bosworth jersey, that's the biggest hard-o move. Yo, that is the biggest hard-o move.
The Boz.
Welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You've got – what's wrong, Michael?
What's wrong is Joe saying I'm getting coffee beans out of Colombia. When you guys don't know how to tell time. You guys don't know how to tell time, but I'm getting coffee beans out of Colombia.
Morning, Michael.
This guy's got a fucking wedge of cheese on his head like a fucking moron, and I got to deal with fucking coffee beans out of Colombia. Yeah, good morning. Good morning,
Joe.
That cup of coffee's got to taste real good.
Tastes pretty good. Pretty good.
Guy roasted it himself.
Hey, Don, quick question for you. You're on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
What's going on?
When you did the boxing match against Nadu, did you think you were going to gas out that fast?
Oh yeah. Vape in the hotel room before the fight.
Nothing better than a little pre-fight vape.
So you knew you were gonna gas out that fast?
Well, yeah. Well, even during the training, I couldn't even get past the 60 seconds because. But I got good news, Bob. I'm vape free 2 months now.
Almost. Yeah, I'm very proud of you.
I know you can't hear the boys right now, but they're clapping for you, Don. That's amazing because at the rate you were ripping that thing, I wasn't sure if you were going to be able.
He's
to
He's
got to
help
it.
The tick now. He's got
to
help.
Yeah,
the tick.
I went to the doctor, and there was a chance that I had popcorn lung.
What's popcorn lung?
So pretty much, that's the next step into emphysema after that.
Oh my God!
So you just stop cold turkey?
Cold turkey. Well, yeah, I'm on the
gum.
The what?
The dip. Chewing tobacco.
Oh. Well, geez, Don.
Goodbye, emphysema. Hello, gingivitis.
Like you say, goodbye, emphysema. Hello, gingivitis. Don, that might be worse for you.
Hey, listen, it could be, but now my gums have been good for the last 30 years. So now I got another probably 30 with it.
I live in Florida. You should see, like, our apartment is nestled amongst a gorgeous backdrop of, like, trees and nature, and it's gorgeous. Like, so it's not like we're going back to some eyesore.
Bob,
so.
Joe described that Florida apartment like he was Bill Walton. That was like a Bill Walton. The floric background in the backdrop. Whoa. And the idyllic hills and mountains.
Holy fuck.
It was like a Bill Walton description
that
of
his
home.
So, whoa.
You like that? You like that?
Wow, Michael.
May he rest in peace, bud.
One more.
Let me tell you about my Florida apartment nestled in the hills of the great Everglades with the stoic alligators chomping from the bay. Just a beautiful sight in the background.
The thing with Joey D is you can go at it with Cutsy. Like, you can really butt heads and get into it with Cutsy. He has an ability to move on faster than anybody I've ever
seen. Yeah, you keep it moving. I got ADD. It's part of the problem.
You have ADD, Joe?
Oh yeah. In college, I went and I got Ritalin. You ever take that stuff?
Yeah. Oh, it's like
Adderall. I was on Ritalin, I could write the fucking I could rewrite the fucking manuscripts for I was so dialed in, Michael. It was unbelievable. I could write the Summa Theologica when I was on Ritalin. It was unbelievable.
Did they have you?
Me on Ritalin, I was the better man, dude.
No, I don't think you were.
Me on Ritalin, I was a better man, dude.
Bro, I could sit down and write my...
I'm going to tweet that.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Bro. Oh, it's a tweet, Mr. Nelson.
Oh, the Ritalin. I'm going to give a little shout out, a little special shout out to a side dish order that Joe made last night. It doesn't get enough love. And it's very underrated, and you don't see it everywhere. Creamed corn.
Oh, if you give me a creamed vegetable, I'm taking the corn every time if it's at my disposal. It's an easy play. And what I like about it is you have the creamy texture, but then the niblets have a bite to them. So the spinach, Mikey, if you do the creamed with the spinach texture, it's kind of just mushy. If you do the niblet with the creamed aspect, you get a little bite texture with the creaminess of the corn.
If you fail to try to innovate and advance and develop and move towards something better, you will always just settle for just mediocrity and just always stay the same. So even though we have something good going on, we have to continue to look to the future of the Brilliantly Dumb Show and continue to be pioneers in this space, Michael. As you laugh,
I know it's just very hard to listen
to
you
with that
costume on, dog.
The costume.
It's just so hard.
You
I love
making
you.
A very insightful.
No,
you
did.
You
really did.
You did.
You really did.
You did.
I knew once I saw him in that costume. Anytime he tried to say anything, Vancouver Canucks win the Stanley Cup this year.
Oh, Bob, don't say that.
This is their year. I did it. I did it. Did a cameo for one of their players.
Did you really?
I think this is the. I'm bought in on these Canucks.
So by the way, do you know how upsetting it is that I don't have a single player on my home team that I have a connection with? I haven't even broken into the barrier of the Canucks organization. And quite frankly, I think that I could be of assistance.
In what way?
In
Just
what way?
motivating the players, you know, like Bob, you have a good dialogue with Volpe and the guys. You get them jacked up before they go out and play. I think that makes a big difference, Bob. Why are you guys looking at me like
Bro,
I'm
bro, bro, bro. Wait, wait,
He
wait.
believes that,
You're telling
by the
me,
way, Mikey. He
Michael, you're
believes
telling
that.
me that if
You
you didn't
think
have
that Bob was motivating the New York Yankees?
All I know
Well, maybe it
is that,
was.
hey, let me tell you something.
I
Bob
tell
had
you
a
what,
great
Bob,
chat
if
with
the New
Volpe.
York Yankees need you to get them motivated, and this is no disrespect to you whatsoever. It's no disrespect to you whatsoever. If the New York Yankees need anyone to get fucking motivated other than themselves as professional athletes and their manager and the guys in that locker room, that may be the reason that we almost got swept in the World Series. And for Joe to say that the Canucks could probably use his assistance is one of the wilder statements that we've heard over the last past couple months on this show.
Mikey, what's with the new headphones?
Oh, Joe, I'm on the road, you know? So I just grabbed what I could grab. So you can, you know, shake your head, do whatever the fuck it is you want to do.
Whoa!
Just,
what the hell is with the hostility?
That you always love to give every
this
comment
guy.
You have, you got a little fucking snide look behind it. So
Somebody
you can
get
just
this man
fire
a coffee,
away, Joe.
Man.
Go ahead. Full bore. Go ahead. Go.
Get this
Go.
Man a coffee. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
Just got it, by the way.
Well, yeah, you need to start drinking because you're a little on edge.
I'm not.
I just asked.
No,
I asked a question.
You're very predictable. You're like the weather. You're like the weather.
Some
I
would say
I
that's a good
in
thing.
The bag to try and have for the pod, and you know you're just it's just.
I a asked a question.
Scenario. I'm gonna go crumb cake. Give me a crumb cake. I like that. Don't like crumb cake. People don't like crumb cake. You know, you guys are fucking. You guys are so stupid.
And the drought continues.
You guys are so stupid, man. You really are. You
talk about a torpedo
long,
pick.
Take a good long look in the mirror. You guys are both really fucking stupid. I got news for you. Really, really are.
Yo,
really
Joe,
are.
Joe, did you have crumb
Yo,
cake?
Crumb cake.
Crumb cake's delicious, bro. I'm
sure it is.
Talking about,
but I don't know about a top five dessert, but it is delicious.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Would you agree with that, Peter? That's a nice sweater.
What is he?
Crumb cake. He is crumb cake. Let me tell you.
I've never seen somebody gloat over winning a top five.
You know what, Joe? Shut the fuck up, Joe.
The first one in 4 months.
Joe, shut up. Shut up. I didn't gloat at all. You fucking stood there. You scoffed. And you got fucking buried by everybody for the crumb cake take. Let it go. Just let it go, Joe. Let it go. I didn't gloat over shit.
All
crumb
over
cake on top.
Social
crumb
media.
Crumb cake on top, dog. Crumb
Bro,
cake on top.
This is why I, even though I love Mikey so much, I hope the Bears suck for the rest of your life.
Bro, I've been used to that for 38 years.
If there is ever a year where the Bears are good, he will be so insufferable, Bob.
Oh,
it
yeah.
will be impossible
yeah.
to live
yeah.
with.
I get it's a me problem, and that's why I'm doing this, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
I am so I'm just so sick and tired of hearing people talk about The Sopranos and me not being on board. Numerous amount of people obviously say it's
greatest
the greatest
show of all time.
Correct.
It's unbelievable.
So yeah. I understand it's a me problem. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking power through. Some people say you just got to get by the first season.
Yes.
They have been locked in. I'm on
and?
Episode. They're at college now.
Oh, great episode.
Oh, yeah.
Great episode.
Did he kill the snitch? The old
what
rat?
What the fuck,
Joe,
man?
What
it's just unbelievable, dude.
He said he's on the college episode. That's
but that means he's on it. It doesn't mean he's finished
with
it.
The episode. I'm on the episode.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. It's a great episode.
Bro, this guy.
Mike, why don't you tell the folks about the Only Subs meetup?
Only Subs meetup January 11th, NFL wild card Saturday, two games. Listen, going to be a lot of fun. Live DJs, live music. Joe's shaking his head. Don't know why, but you know, everything's a big joke to Joe. So we'll just say that. Listen, it's going to
make it sound
time.
like Tiesto's headlining for the thing.
Oh man.
Yo, you're just such a cocksucker sometimes. Do you realize how big of a jerk off you are sometimes?
Can't you take a joke? It's funny.
You just fly
you perked
through the
up
world.
Like
right. No, I mean he asked me a question. I wasn't even ready for it. I didn't
you
know
like,
he was gonna
he went
do
from
that.
Like this, Bob, to all of a sudden he's like, let me tell you about the Only Subs meetup. We got DJs coming
I can hit it because I can hit balls off the fly, dude. That's what I can do. You know what I mean? Like you could come at me with high heat and I could put it out of the park. That's what I can do. You know what I'm saying?
Because Mikey, high heat to you is belt high, baby.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's
it's been a wonderful, wonderful year. Looking forward to another one again. I really think we caught our stride this year on the Burlingame Show. It has been a blast. We'll be doing this in 2075. We love you. We appreciate you.
God willing.
Happy New Year, folks.
Happy New Year, everybody. God bless.